Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here today and starting and spending your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim, and I'm here with Tom Spence. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's well, Kim.
Okay, good. And I got Sean Stern in here. He had so much fun. He wanted to come back. I love it. So how are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be back. Thank
good.
You.
And if you are just tuning in for the first time, I want to remind you what my show's all about. It's all about the brighter side of anything and everything. Really, that's what it's about. It's about adding value every day and every way. And I want to remind everyone that I do have two shows, obviously, 6 a.m. in the morning, and my husband pretty much joins me there. And then I have my 2 o'clock show, which you never know who I'm going to have. And I'm excited that Sean's here with us. So we're going to talk a little bit about adding value. And I've got two great guests. I want to remind you, if you miss any part of my show, you can always go to KimPaganoShow.com and listen to all my past shows there. And also, it's all downloaded on iTunes. And also, we have been giving away tons of stuff on Facebook. And my Facebook is The Kim Pagano Show. I love it. I am, I respond to everybody on there. And so definitely make, if you are on Facebook, become a friend, like our page so we can keep you in touch with what's going on. Also on Twitter, Kim Pagano Show. And gosh, if you have something that you want to spread the word about in your business or just in the 805, give me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, or you can call me at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Our first guest today is Marcella Martin, and her book is New Ages and Other Wonders. And then we've got Lee Kochner, and I think that's how we say her name, but she's talking about her memoir, Absolutely Lee. And Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Isn't that cute? I was like, absolutely. Yeah, I love it. So anyways, we're going to talk. I saw her at a play down in Sit and Spin, was it, down in L.A. And she was so cool and so inspirational that I just said, I need to have you on my show. So I'm really excited to talk with her, too. And I just talked with Marcella a little bit, and she's going to talk about something that we all need to do, and we're all trying every day. Sean and I were just talking about this, about really trying to stay positive, stay in the moment, really have fun when life happens. Life does happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to go by one way or another.
Yeah, this is it. And so anyways, I'm really excited to bring Marcella on. Marcella, are you there?
I'm here. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Marcella Martin, and her book is New Ages and Other Wonders. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's the title kind of tunes to what Spirit wants to say as we're going into a new age for the new earth. I'm a channel medium, so I speak to spirit, or actually they speak to me.
Okay.
And I write it all down, and then I put it in a book, and I share it with anyone who might want to find a piece of this good news.
So do you do this, can you do it over the phone? Can you do it, I mean, do you have to have the person in front of you?
No, I actually don't. I don't. I work intentionally through automatic writing, so I just need to be able to tune into someone's energy field. I have to know very little about them, generally just their name and when they were born, is enough for my people to go find their people.
Ooh.
And we have a conversation.
So your people talk to my people, right? I like that. I like that. Okay. So maybe we'll do a little bit of that on here if we can. And I want to remind anybody that is just joining us right now, Marcella Martin is an energy worker, you channel medium and a Reiki master and a teacher of chant. You actually teach people how to do this, right?
I can teach people how to do this.
Do you think that everybody's able to learn?
I think that everyone is able to learn. They may not do it, Kim, exactly the way I do it,
okay.
But it's very easy to learn to connect with your own guidance, with your own angels, your own spirit guide.
So
I think it's in our DNA.
So it's like an intuition. When you hear that, you know, I'm going to turn right. No, maybe I better. Is that what you're meaning?
Oh, yes, very much so. Very much so. I have a more direct line. But a lot of people don't.
I like that. I like
that. She has the red phone.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. So, wow. So, when and how did you become interested in energy work?
You know, I've always been odd. But
I don't know how odd you are, but okay. That's cool.
But in my early 20s, I had a near-death experience.
Mm.
And I really hesitate to call it near-death because it was the other side of near-death. But after I came back, I found that I was really changed. And I could feel energy, I could sense energies, and I was able to move them around and release them to aid in healing.
I like that. Okay.
Hi, Marcella. It's Sean Stern.
Hi.
How are you? I have a question. Forgive my ignorance, but could you tell us a little bit what Reiki Mastered is? A lot of people know what a channel medium is, but not maybe a Reiki Master.
Thank you. Reiki is a system of energy healing, and it's actually was devised a long time ago in Tibet, but it's taught from one Reiki master to another person. It's always passed from one person down to another. And what we do is we're actually channeling again. We channel universal energy through us and to whomever or wherever it's needed.
And I've actually had that done before. Isn't it where almost like you're laying like you're going to get a massage, right? And they actually just put your hands over your body to the energy, right?
Yes, that's it.
Does it deal with chakras and the Eastern energy sources? Or
absolutely, and you run energy down meridians. You're really just delivering kind of a universal or divine energy into the body where it's needed. And it's so wonderful because it's so smart, the energy knows where it needs to go.
That's so crazy. That really is crazy. So let me ask you, so what inspired you to write your book?
Well, actually, spirit inspired me to write the book. It's an interesting story. For many years, I've been talking to them, listening to them, and just collecting the information and wondering why. A lot of times, why are you telling me this? And I'm just building up a pile of notebooks full of wonderful things until one day when they said, okay, it's time. It's time. Pull it together. Get it out there. We want people to hear it.
So, Marcel, when you say these crazy things that they're telling, give us an example.
Oh, you know, they'll talk about anything that they think anyone wants to hear. Their general message is really about love and protection. But if I'm curious about, and my new book will show that, if I'm curious about Sasquatch, they'll talk about Sasquatch. If someone wants to know how their loved one who has crossed his path, I can ask them and they'll talk about that. Sometimes it's just a point of curiosity, but it really all has a point to it.
Mm.
So I depend on them for personal guidance, but in the process of that, they were teaching how energy works, how the world works, how spirit communicates. So there was a lot of information.
Wow. Now, is there certain topics that you don't touch?
Oh, I work only with light beings. I work only with energies that are light. There's dark stuff out there. It is not for me.
Mm.
I do not do it.
So when you say, like, meaning negative, you don't go negative?
Yeah, never.
Okay, and light is positive?
Light is always positive.
That's interesting. Okay.
Very apropos for this show.
I know. See, it's not weird. Okay, so gosh. And now, I know in your book you talk about crop circles. What are crop circles?
Oh, crop circles are those wonderful patterns that are being formed in fields of crops. a lot of them near in high energy spots in Britain and in Europe and even in the United States. A farmer will wake up one morning and there is a very intricate pattern, almost like a mandala, formed by his crops having been folded over and interwoven.
Hmm.
And are they're mostly extraterrestrial implications?
You know,
and
that's what I thought. What I love about talking to spirit is very often they tell me something and I know it's them instead of me because I thought it was extraterrestrial. But it's actually not. What they say is that it's being formed from the energies of the earth itself.
That's interesting. I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Sean Stern here. I've got Tom Spence, and I am your host, Kim. And we're talking with Marcella Martin, and we're talking about channeling. Well, she's a channel medium, and you do a lot of energy work. Sometimes people think that gives you energy, right? But it's really like you talk to the other side, is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. That's different. I mean, a lot of people, I just went to a show where this lady was there, Carrie, and she was talking. She did kind of a whole, kind of a dinner and showing, that kind of thing. But she said, I was closed off. My daughter and my husband, we were all closed off. Can a person be closed off, or how do you get through to them?
Well, people can close off from interacting with spirit, and sometimes I have to do it. I want to maintain control over when I communicate, so I'm not on all the time. I couldn't be. I couldn't be on.
Okay, yeah.
When someone's close to it, really, you send them the love anyway, and if they don't want it or don't need it, it'll go to somebody else who'll take it.
That's interesting. Marcel, will you stay on? We're going to take a really quick break, and I want to continue. Maybe you could do a little reading for us or kind of see if you get any energy from us over here.
Well, thank you. I'd love to hold on.
Okay, perfect. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here and sharing your day here on the Kim Pagano Show. I know there's tons of things to do out there, but I appreciate you being here with us.
I do want to say that we have been giving away tickets to the Ventura Fairgrounds, and I do want to have you go on Facebook right now and mention what show you're listening to and put your name down, and we will pick a winner from there. So the Kim Pagano Show Facebook, and what show you're listening to right now, and we will pick out somebody for a two-pack right now. All right, Marcella, we're talking with Marcella Martin right now. I've got Sean Stern in the studio and Tom Spence, and we are talking about energy working. And Marcella, you said in the break that you got a couple messages already, okay? What are we talking about?
Yes, I do have some. I'll preface this with the fact I have to tell people that I'm a medium, not a psychic, so my work comes a little bit differently. So if you're missing your car keys, I'm not the girl to call.
I love it. Okay. There you go.
But I do have a message from Spirit, and it's one of the most important things that they keep reiterating to me. They say that the world is, by design, often a difficult place. And I would hope that some of the troubles of everyday living might be eased were we all able to remember that we're truly lovingly guided, comforted, and protected in each and every moment. You're never alone in your cares or in your triumphs. Spirit stands with you always.
It's beautiful.
In all things.
Yeah, that is really refreshing. I mean, you know, we were talking about, Sean and I were talking about, and it's interesting because it was something that my grandmother told me a long time ago. Now, who told you that?
I don't remember. I heard it's like a little proverb or something.
Yeah, about everybody, you put it differently. I put it as, you know, if we were all in a room together and everybody put their problems on the table, everybody would take their own ones back out.
Yeah.
Now, how did you say it?
I said if everyone were to, like, yeah, throw their baggage into the center of the room, more than likely, 9 times out of 10, you'd probably walk out with your own and feel grateful.
Yeah, because we can handle what we're given, correct? But not only that is, gosh, you know, we always think the grass is greener on the other side.
Exactly.
And so I love that we have, you know, we all are comforted that we have somebody with us to guide us. Marcella?
Always, always, always. And every little thing that happens, everything that you go through, everything that you experience, everything that gives you joy, it all has a purpose. Has a purpose.
Yeah.
And when you're done and you go home, you'll remember it, and some of it that you were the worst upset about will just make you laugh.
This is true. This is. Go ahead.
Now, Marcella, I would consider myself let's say an open-minded skeptic to all these things that you can't feel, touch, hear, you know, with the empirical senses, but I'm definitely open-minded. And one of the things I had a question for you is. One, does it take a dramatic life-altering experience, like a near-death experience, to tap into this kind of ability? And I guess it's a two-part question. The other is, you know, living in Colorado, do you feel like on the Rocky Mountains, do you feel like do you have to surround yourself in a particular environment to be more in tune or open to feeling these and hearing these things?
Those are wonderful questions. Thank you. I'm going to start with who can do this. I really firmly believe, and it's affirmed by Spirit, that everyone can. It's just a matter of learning to recognize. They don't always, you won't hear the large, booming voice of God. You may see your favorite flower. You may have a stranger walk up to you and give you exactly the advice you're looking for. You may turn on your radio, and a song that has a lyric that's significant or a favorite song of someone that you're missing will play right at that moment.
Oh, my God. Marcella, okay, so, yeah. Oh, I'm so all over that. There's no, I mean, you know what's interesting even, and I don't know if you've experienced this, Sean, but obviously by your facial expressions, is you think about somebody, and then all of a sudden they call. Or you need somebody in your life, and then they show up. That's what you're talking about, correct?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And nothing's by accident.
Nothing is by accident.
Yeah.
And you're really connected in whether you know or whether you're not. And Spirit is there to help you, and you don't even need to believe them. They're not going to leave you.
Wow.
They're there to assist and guide.
So, Marcella, what are we going to find in your book?
Oh, you're going to find explanations of the changing earth energies. I have an entire chapter, a wonderful chapter that I call Words of Love. And they're channeled from Mother Earth, from archangels, from teachers, just specifically talking about love, how important it is and how much you're loved.
Hmm.
They talk about your planning, your pre-birth planning, the things that you decided to do when you came in to have this life.
Let me talk to you a little bit about that. Do you think that, because that, I really believe that everybody has a gift, everybody has something that they were brought to this earth to do. Is that your belief too?
Absolutely. You chose to come here to do something, something large or something small, something for yourself or something for someone else.
Now, what if somebody, one of my listeners or somebody doesn't know what their gift is or hasn't found their niche in life yet? How would they go about, what's your recommendation?
My recommendation is always do what brings you joy.
That's a
joy
great.
Joy is a high vibration energy, and joy and purpose and fulfillment are all so much the same. It's almost like being the same end of a magnetic pole. So when you look for the things that make you the happiest, wherever they are, those will be your clues as to where you should be, because Spirit wants you to be happy. God wants you to be happy and fulfilled.
Wow, that makes so much sense. I mean, it really does. You do what, you know, it, so if somebody's going to work every single day and they're not exactly happy, right, it's not their passion. Because I really believe when you're doing your passion, money comes to you.
It
I
does.
Mean, that's just... It's worked for me. It's just, I mean, that's how life is, right?
Yeah. And you gravitate towards the good things, and because you are what you focus on and practice.
Yeah.
If you practice one thing, you're going to be that.
There you go. Yeah. So what kind of advice or leave us with a couple tips that you could really have us concentrate on?
Okay, absolutely. Let's see. What they would like to is to remember your joy and remember that your purpose, again, we just discussed this. What a coincidence is this? We just discussed that your purpose is tied to what you love, that your purpose is tied to your joy. And by staying aligned with your purpose and your joy, your life goes so much easier.
Mm.
Some of what you choose that's difficult, you chose intentionally because it was difficult. Breathe and work through it. You have all the assistance that you need in the world.
Very refreshing, very refreshing. Marcella Martin, thank you so much for joining us today. Here again, her book, New Ages and Other Wonders. Your voice is even just so tranquil. Like, you know, it is. It's just like that. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely to be speaking with you.
You got it. All right. Stay with us because we do have another guest, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Myself, I'm Kim. I'm here with Sean Stern and Tom Spence, and we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Absolutely. I love that, how she figured that out. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for
gosh, tuning in here with us on the Kim Pagano Show. And I would like to also put on my Facebook giveaway, because we are really trying to get that up and going, and I appreciate you listening. Go to the Kim Pagano Show, and I am going to give away a Sharky's gift certificate for two. And that is at any of their locations. That's Camarillo, Simi Valley, and Ventura. And so that is a Sharky's, and all you have to do is put your name down and put Sharky's next to it, and you'll be entered to win. So definitely, I appreciate all of that. Right now, we are going to talk to with my next guest, Lee Koechner, and it's interesting. I was actually, Lee, I don't know if you remember, but I was at your Sit and Spin play. I guess it was like a storytelling thing, and I got so much energy and so much feelings from what you talked about, and I was like, she's got to come on. My listeners will love her. So let's welcome Lee Koechner on. Lee, are you there?
I am here, Kim. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much, and I love your name, Absolutely, right?
Yes, that is right.
Yeah, it's so cute. Sure. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I just want to remind you that I have Sean Stern here and Tom Spence, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Lee, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am happily married to an actor, David Koechner. You might know him from Anchorman or The Office.
Yes, we do.
Funny.
Yes, okay. So you got laughed.
Yeah. I would like to have to say that at home, I'm actually funnier than him.
I love it. Okay.
I don't want to brag, there. But it is so true.
He's okay. Professionally funny.
Right, right.
And are you funny in your everyday?
You know what? I am, but I don't mean to be. I have that thing that sometimes you shouldn't say things, but it comes out anyway. It's almost like that movie Liar, Liar, and I can't just stop saying the truth.
Oh, I love it. Yeah,
there and then was... I want to backtrack. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
You know what? There's something, I want to say it's because we're both blonde, but I totally resonated for it to you, you know? It was like, oh my God, you know, that's exactly who I am. I've got four children. I know you've got five, right?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, so we're a mom, but yet I love that you are struggling and that you have your own life, right? Because it's hard to have a life when you have five kids.
It is. It makes it way more interesting.
Yeah.
And way less downtime.
There you go. So,
go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to ask you, so how did you get started and what are you doing? And share us a little bit more about yourself.
How I got started was when I met my husband, I was working in an office and I hated it. I was suffocating. I thought, I've got to get out of here. Are we going to spend the rest of our lives sitting in this cubicle? I'm going to die. And I felt this urgency to get out. So when I met my husband, I said, hi, can I quit my job? And he said, no. And then we got married. I said, can I quit? He said, no, I'm an out-of-work actor. I got pregnant. I said, can I quit? And he said, no, we have the baby. If I have a job, you can quit and stay home. So we had the baby. He had a job. I got to be a stay-at-home mom. And I told him that's all I wanted to do. Then as soon as I got home with that first kid and he was sleeping for 3 hours, I was like, oh, this isn't all I want to do.
Yeah, this is boring, right?
And so I started writing, and he's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm writing about my childhood and campus. And he goes, I thought you just want to be a stay-at-home mom. I go, I thought I did too. But now I have some time. I want to be creative.
I love it. I love it. Tell us a little bit about your story.
I am from Kansas, and I was raised. My father was a surgeon, and my mother, I used to say, oh, she's kind of quirky, but really she's mentally ill and was in bed my entire life, like my entire childhood, locked by the door. And so although I was in this pretty house, and my dad was a doctor, so he worked all the time, and there were six of us, I was alone. Like, I was on my own. I got myself to school. I hung out at the mall. That was, like, my second house. I would go by myself and knew all the owners, and they'd give me free food, and I'd play Atari, and I'd kick it. And I had, like, my own separate life, and I always was alone amongst all of these other people. And I kind of created this like supergirl persona that I didn't need anyone, and I was tough as nails, and I could run faster, and as I got older, party harder, and I just created this like superwoman, and then I met my husband, and I was drinking and carrying on and fighting with him. He's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "I don't know. I don't know what to do with you. Like, I've always just been alone."
Right.
And he was like, "Maybe we should go see someone." And I was like, "All right." So we went to a therapist, sat on the couch, and he told his whole story. And I was like, "Why are you telling her all that?" He was talking about his childhood and being Catholic and how hard it was for him. And I was like, "Oh, you're telling her so much." And she goes, "Well, Lee, tell me about you." And I would go, "I was from a really great family. My dad's a doctor. My mom's kind of quirky. We're kind of like the break bunch."
Yeah, no, everything was perfect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Lee, could I see you by yourself, please?" And I was like, "Who's this money-hungry quack?" And then I went back to her office, and I sat down, and she started talking. And I was like, "I've got nothing to say. Things are great." She goes, "Well, tell me what it was like when you were little." And I started bawling.
Yeah, because she was peeling the back, right? Everything off of there.
All of the layers and the walls I had created started crumbling.
Wow.
And I realized I was opposite than who I thought I was.
Isn't that interesting? You know, and that, it's funny because I say I'm black and white, but then somebody said, "Do you know what black and white is?" Well, I really am not black and white. And we do say how we think we are, but it's because what we've either been taught or what we've kind of had to do in our life, right, to survive?
100%.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I want to remind all my listeners, if you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we have Lee Koechner on right now. And gosh, you know, I mean, what I loved about your skit at Sit and Spin, that's what it was called, correct?
It was. It's Sit and Spin, yeah, at Comedy Central Workspace in Hollywood.
Yeah. You're just telling your story, right? I mean, and it was so real. It was so down to earth. And I admire you for being real, because,
you know, Kim, I think that we are all on this planet for a specific reason. And I think that when you take the time to get to know yourself and you start to think, what am I good at and what do I enjoy doing and how can I use that to help other people? And what I found is I'm really good at talking openly about my heaviest stuff with humor and honesty, and that my gift is sharing my stuff in such a way that makes it like I could say, I work out, my son has Asperger's, and I love bacon. Like, they could all be equal.
I love it. You're too funny. That's why I had you on my show. I love it. So tell us a little bit about your family. So does your son, how old is your son that has Asperger's?
So, oh my gracious, the journey has been incredible. He was our first. And from the moment he was born, it was difficult. And I kept saying, wow, people said parenting was hard, but this is really hard. Like, we would take him when he was one to go out to eat, and he would want something on the table, and I'd say no, and he'd go in such wild hysteria, we'd have to leave, and I'd go, I guess you can't take a one-year-old out to eat. And then the next night I'd go and everyone would have a one-year-old. And I was like, what's happening? And then I thought, then my next daughter came and she's a cakewalk.
Right. And you know, that's interesting because having four children, okay, my youngest son is probably, well, he has a learning disability and it's a little bit harder for him. But each child has such a different personality that when parents with one child says, well, aren't they all the same? No, they're not all the same. And then try to have a relationship on top of it, correct?
Yeah. What do you mean, with the kid or your husband?
Both. No, with your husband.
And another huge thing I think that I've learned with my children are to see who they are and honor that.
Oh, my God. I'm so there with you. Honor that. So many parents. But see, and I'm really excited that you actually brought that up, because so many parents, and Sean, you know, as you guys, I mean, we're all kids, too. We're all daughters and sons of other families. But, you know, sometimes it's about our parents. It's not about us. And it's not about our dreams. And I'm really excited because I think all four of my children have their own journey. And I'm okay with that. And so, and I think that sounds like what you've done too.
Well, and that's another thing, like when if people ask what advice do you have for moms or what would you say, the one thing I would say is You, the mother, is on the planet for you, for your lessons and your soul and your the things that you have to do. You're not here for your children. They're part of your path right now. They're in your life right now. They're there to learn from you and you to them, teach them what you've learned. But mothers get into this, my kids are my life, and they lose themselves.
So true.
And that's so much pressure to put on the children to be everything. And then when they turn 18, the mothers are devastated and lost with the empty nest syndrome because they haven't fed themselves. I'm like, don't get lost in being a mom. That's part of your story right now. And those kids are going to go. You're going to have a different relationship, but you're still you.
Wow. Now, Lee, what brings you the most joy?
Oh, my gracious. It's so funny that you say that, because my first thing is, this is going to be a little bit earth-shattering, because okay. I should say it's my children. That's what the best answer is for a mom to say. But honestly, it's every day I get excited because I welcome every single thing that's going to come into my path. Of course it's my children and my interaction with them and me learning from them and teaching them and guiding them. But it's also like my awareness to a higher power, to God or the universe or Buddha or whoever you call a higher power, knowing how much that entity loves me and what I can do, it's like a joy to be alive and a joy to help other people. Like, that brings me the ultimate joy. It's like connecting with my greatest self and being the best I can for me and for my children and to my husband.
Love it. You know? Love it. Yeah.
Because I think when you're so full of feeling good and feeling happy and cleaning your mind out and like people exercise and paint their nails and color their hair like I do, but they're not getting therapy and working on the thing that keeps it all together. You know what I mean?
No, I totally know what you mean. Yeah, and so what do you do that keeps you balanced?
My typical answer is I exercise and I cocktail.
And I cocktail.
Okay.
I work out hard every day and I love a cocktail, as you know from my story, that sometimes I do it a little bit too much when I go out, but that's kind of the balance. It's the good, not so good, you know what I mean? Like, drinking is not awesome for your body, but it's kind of a I live life very fully.
I like that. I call it I work hard and I play hard.
Yeah,
I mean, you kind of need
easier way to
yeah
say.
You yes. kind of need that. You know, I mean, because when you are working hard, because I am so, you know, I work really hard at what I do. But at the same time, and I almost have to remember to play as hard because, you know, that's my balance. So, Sean, I know you had a question.
Yeah. Hi, Lee. It's Sean.
Hi, Sean.
I had a question because we just had a guest on who said, you know, she kind of got into helping others through a near-death experience. And you mentioned in your bio here that you survived near-death complications with your first child and how that kind of inspired you to embrace the world and lead you to your current state of open-mindedness with open arms. Could you talk a little bit about how that translates to what you're currently working on with the reality show development and that sort of thing?
Yeah. what I think is so awesome is that you have all these plans for your life and how things are going to go, and then it never goes anything like you expected. So I got pregnant with my first child with Dave. I was bleeding out at 35 weeks. Almost died, 7 pints of blood transfused, and they have to remove my uterus. And I remember that's kind of where the first thing started, where I felt isolated, besides my whole childhood feeling alone, but I felt embarrassed, ashamed that I couldn't have another child, a failure that I couldn't have even one baby right. I felt so alone, and I was mourning so hard for all of the children I couldn't have. And then everybody would say, but you have a child. Be grateful for that. I don't say it's separate. It's separate. Yes, I love him, but I have these really huge feelings about having my one thing I've been waiting my whole life to use taken out. When I have these dreams, I'm from 6 and so is my husband. And anyway, so we got, we were going to adopt and we ended up using a surrogate. And we made embryos and we put 3 into a surrogate and we had my daughter Margot, who's 11, and then we froze four and four, and my husband set four embryos, a pot of four and another pot of four, and my husband said, "We got a boy and a girl, we're done." And I was like, "No, we have eight frozen babies."
He's like, "We got more, yeah."
Yeah, and he was like, "They're not babies, honey. They don't have a heartbeat. They're just cells." And I was like, "Okay, whatever you want to call them, we have frozen babies."
Gosh.
And so 4 years later, I kept asking him. He said, "Okay, we can do the next four." We thawed them out. Three survived, put them into a new surrogate and had twins. So my husband said, "We got two boys, two girls, we're done." And then for 4 years, I kept asking him for this last four. And finally, he said, "Honey, we need to make a decision. I'm like 44. We got to move on this, or I'm going to be too, you know, whatever. We got to get cracking so we're going to be around for them." So he said, "All right, if I get a series, because it's so expensive, it's so expensive. Yeah. Like, we would take out a second loan, have the baby, pay that off, you know, and then we would go do it again." So he's like, "If I get a job," he was up for two pilots for ABC. He goes, "If I get the job, then we can do it."
So get a job, get a baby, right?
Yeah.
Get a job, get a baby.
I love it.
So he didn't get either of the jobs. He told me after dinner, I didn't get him. I went into my closet and bawled. And then I said, "God, give me a change of heart. Let me be grateful for what I have and be a partner to my husband and try and let that go." And then 3 days later, we went away for my birthday. We came home. They had a little party for me, and the doorbell rang. It was my surrogate, and she gave me a card, and I threw it on the table because I couldn't believe I had to tell her we weren't doing it again on my birthday. And so I picked my husband, because you should probably read her card. That was rude. And I picked it up, and it said, "Happy birthday. Congratulations. Dave said yes."
Oh,
that's a nice birthday gift.
Yeah, that's yes.
It was the greatest gift ever, and we saw the last four. One survived. We put that one in, and she's 2 years old. Her name's Eve.
And are you done?
Oh, I went through all of them and I'm so done.
Yeah. Okay. So my question to you is, you know, five kids. Wow. I have four, lost one. How do you keep all your balls in the air? You know, I mean, that's really, I think that's what women and men want to know, right? How do you keep, you know, your relationship fresh, all of that going?
When you said the balls in the air, it reminded me of people say, "How do you balance it?" And I'm like, I don't balance it. Because if you're balancing and one side gets too heavy, you're going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely throw away all of people's thoughts on how I live my life. I live it exactly how I want to, instead of going, "Are people judging me because I have help?" Are people, you know, it's like you have to decide how you want to do it, and then you do it. And the other huge thing is, I believe in attention. It's what you give your attention to that grows. And if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're doing laundry and you're doing this and you're doing that and you're barely looking at your kid and you're driving all the time, you're on the phone, that's not being with your kid. So you can be a working mother, come home and have 30 minutes of eye contact and attention. That'll feed your child as much as a mom who's super busy with you in the back seat.
Wow.
Either of them, everything is right, whatever, however people are doing it. It just matters the attention that you give, and whatever you're giving your attention to will grow.
And now what about, you know, here's your husband has his own career, you have your career, you've got five children. How do you, what's your time with your husband? You know, I mean, is it business? Is it pleasure? What's your time?
My time with my husband, I don't do any business stuff with him. Every once in a while, I'll pitch him to do a show with me. Like a modern day, I Love Lucy, kind of like, you know, and I'm always pitching to him. He's like, "Honey, please stop. Go do your thing. I have my career." So we don't talk career at all.
You don't.
Sometimes he goes out of town. I don't even know why he left. I just know he's coming back Sunday at 2.
Okay. So you guys pretty much have not, I want to say, does he help you a lot with the children?
Oh, he's huge. He's super hands-on. He's like, I'm super lucky in that way.
Yeah.
When he's here, he's here.
Wow, that's great.
But it's super hard to keep it romantic. It's super hard to keep it sexy. It's super hard to remember to make time, to be kind to him, to reach out to him, to do something special for him, you know, because you get so caught up in every day and you forget if you don't feed that and give that attention. And I always, too, go like this. This sounds backwards, but I put myself first.
I make sure I'm in a good place. I feel good because when I am in a good place, I can love all of them way better than if I'm angry or resentful or tired.
That's you know, a great
Lee,
point.
Yeah, it is a really great point. And I do that. I say that on my show all the time. As being a hair therapist, I see so many women, they'll, you know, put themselves off and their kids and their husband will come in and get their hair done. And I'll be like, where's your wife? Oh, she's too busy. Are you kidding me? I'll get on the phone and go, hello, you're not filling your own cup. Make sure your cup is full so that you can give to everybody. If not, you'll be so sucked dry and you will not, you'll be unhappy. So you won't have anything to give. So I totally agree with you. And
my other thing I want to say is my second thing is my husband is most important. Like me, I'm happy. My marriage, because all of those children are only here because I loved him.
Wow, that's important, yes.
And I'm like, I want to keep that the strongest, and I want to connect with him. Together we parent. Even if he's gone for 3 months shooting a movie, knowing he's with me and he backs me up and he's coming home, you know what I mean, gets me to the end of it.
Mm.
But I don't ever want to put my kids first because that means I'm out of the picture and the reason that they're here is out of the picture. You know what I'm saying?
No, I totally hear you. You know, my mom used to say, make sure you take care of your husband because your kids are all going to grow up and leave you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I do have teenagers now. And let me tell you, I mean, they're still, you know, close and they're still part of our family, but they have their own,
they're in the process of developing their own lives, their own futures. Absolutely.
Exactly. So I believe that that's so important. What are you currently working on right now?
I am currently writing my surrogacy memoir, Absolutely Infertile.
Yeah. Okay.
All of my surrogacy journeys and the ups and downs and all of that stuff with that. And I'm also in development with two shows. There's a website called Wine, Women, and Chocolate.
Okay.
And they are developing...
My three favorites.
Right?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Okay.
So they're developing a talk show that I am going to host.
Oh, I love it. Okay. All right.
So that's going to be fun. You can see me eat and drink.
I love it. Okay, well, gosh, you know what? I love it. Leave us with a couple tips that you really think are important for moms and women and, you know, everybody listening.
Okay, we've already said one, which is put yourself first. Throw away the old things that you have to give up yourself. You have to do everything for everyone else. No, take care of yourself. And then a key to happiness, I think, is fig and gig. Find your gift and give your gift.
Oh, fig and dig. I like that.
Fig and gig. Find why you're on this planet, what brings you joy, live in that, and use that to help other people. And even if you're not making money at it, if you give it attention, it will grow. And one day you probably will be making money at it and making a difference and filling yourself at the same time.
Beautiful.
I love it. I love it. Where can we find... We have a little bit more time, don't we?
Yeah. We have, we have a bit. We have 8 whole minutes.
Oh, we're good.
It's a lifetime in radio.
I know, yeah. So where's the wine, the food, right? So what's that going to be like? And I, you know what? I want to tell everybody, if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Lee here, Keckner, and gosh, you know, it's interesting. Now, are you still doing those sit and spins?
You know, that's kind of a thing that you just all email in and say, hey, I want to write something and perform. And then they say, sure, you can. What do you want to write? So that's kind of a drop-in thing that I do.
What else do you do?
I have a website. It's, as you said earlier, absolutely.com, but it's spelled absolute, L-E-I-G-H.com. And on that, I have a bunch of kind of silly videos about life, but I think more my heart is the blog. Okay. Where I write about the heavy stuff in a humorous way. And I think that's my calling, is sharing stuff in a way that's like, who cares?
Now, does your husband appreciate that?
Yes, he does.
Okay, because that's important.
Yes, he does, question mark.
It depends on where you say it, right?
Sometimes I think I think sometimes he was like, where's that girl from Kansas that just wanted to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom? Because I am super feisty, and I have a lot of energy. And I remember when Dave met me and we were out with his friend was like, I had no idea that Dave would meet someone that was more than Dave.
I love it. Yeah.
Like, Dave has so much energy, and he's so big, and does that. And then Dave's like, he's like, I try and hold her down, but I can't.
That's funny. And, you know, I heard you say Lucy, because my husband calls me Lucy. It's like there could be something, you know, like balls falling in a department store, and it's like, oh, my God, is my wife over there? You know, it's like, oh, God. But and I don't try. It's just like, no. I could get that, you know.
I'm also like, I remember he did Anchorman 1, the first Anchorman. They just finished shooting the second one. But when he did the first one, we were walking the red carpet. It was his first really huge film. And he said, honey, when we're walking the red carpet, could you please just let me talk?
Oh, I love
it. This is my night. And I said, oh, my gosh, I hear you. Thank you for that reminder. And, yes, I will just be by your side. So we go through the red carpet, and all of a sudden we get up to George Pinocchio from Channel 7 News in L.A. He's the, you know, the entertainment guru.
Yes, yes.
And I go, George, I love your vest. It just popped out that I liked his vest. And he goes, thanks, my wife makes them for me. And we got this big discussion.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then we finished. We did the movie, whatever. So we get home that night. I always TiVo the news. I don't know. My husband scratches his head about that. I TiVo the local news. So I get home, put it on, and it said George Pinocchio's on, going, Anchorman 2's coming out. And tonight we talk to the cast, and it's just me.
Oh, my God.
It was just me and George Pinocchio chatting, and my husband's like, seriously? And I was like, I only said one thing.
But has it ever become a problem? Is it a problem?
Two strong personalities.
Well, yeah, two strong personalities. Yeah, you're right.
He is very, he's raised in Tipton, Missouri, and he has a huge heart, and he's very serious, like, at home. Like, he's just a mellow, I mean, he's silly, but he's a pretty mellow, really follows the rules, would never lie, would never, you know what I mean, fudge anything. He's very
honest.
So
yeah.
Honest.
Yeah.
That he's always, to me, like, honey, he's always a little worried.
Got, like, what's going to come out of your mouth, right? I love it.
And sometimes I'll say something as a joke, like, outrageous, like, you know what I said to him? And then, and it's something so outrageous I would never say, and he just stares at me like, please tell me you're kidding.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would never do that. And he goes, oh, yes, you would.
Yeah, I love it. Really quick, talk to us about you were chosen on Oprah Winfrey.
Yes. So I shot a backyard talk show because I told you I pitched to my husband constantly, and he was like, I've had it enough. Shoot the backyard talk show. Here's a budget. And I shot one episode, and right after I shot it, Oprah announced that she was having this contest, and just submit your tape or whatever, a three-minute tape of why you should be a talk show host. So I edited the 3 minutes, submitted it, and I was the first person chosen to be on that show.
Wow. Congratulations.
Wow.
I knew for 6 months while they were going around the nation, like, doing that thing, open call or whatever, I was like, I'm already one of the 10, but I couldn't tell anyone.
Wow.
I went on this show and got kicked off first because Dr. Phil got mad at me.
Oh, God. Oh, you probably said something, right?
I did, of course.
Oh, God. I love it. Lee, this was really fun. It was really real. I love your journey. I'd love to stay in touch with you and have you back again. Again, where do my listeners find you?
On Twitter, I'm at Lee Keckner.
Okay.
And my website is absolutely.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you again for joining us here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. And we'll talk again.
Kim, you're delightful, and thank you for having me.
You got it. And good luck with all your stuff that you're doing.
Thank you.
All right. We'll have you back. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on our show today and for listening in and being a part of our show. You have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I end all of my shows with something to lift your life. Happiness often sneaks in through a door you didn't even know was open. And Sean, thank you for being a guest here again.
Thank you for having me.
Tom, and everyone out there, remember, it's a really good day to have a great day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. We'll be right back.